Now we're working inside an approximation which is called the LCAO approximation, linear combination of atomic orbitals. So the Schrodinger equation then is a mathematical equation. We're combining together the atomic orbital inside that equation. And it's a linear combination because we're adding them together or subtracting them. So 1s plus 1s, that's a linear combination. Now this thing here, I have asked this in the past, what is the LCAO approximation? And I can't remember what year I asked it, but there wasn't a lot coming down on paper. Okay, but anything through here is fair game for questions. So what this does then, it moves away from our view now of a molecule having its electrons belonging to each of the atoms inside the molecule, and there's this sort of arbitrary sort of bond that holds the thing together, to now saying the electrons bond to the entire molecule. They're not localized on an atom anymore, in the case of the bonding orbital. So we call that delocalization of the molecular orbitals. We have created bonding and antibonding molecular orbitals. All of these are delocalized. When we're creating these diagrams, invariably the bonding molecular orbital is lower in energy and the antibonding orbital is higher in energy. We use the Alfbau principle, which says that we fill the lowest energy molecular orbitals first, and then we keep filling them until we run out of electrons. So we simply fill them orbital by orbital until we run out. We then use the Pauli principle. The Pauli principle says that no two electrons can have the same four quantum numbers. What were the four quantum numbers? So N, L, ML, MS. Those are the four quantum numbers, So no two electrons can have the same four quantum numbers. So remember, for instance, if you had three of them that were identical, then the fourth one would be MS equals a half for one electron, MS equals minus a half for the other electron. So that was saying then that those two had different spin orbitals, but the same spatial orbital. So they're sitting in the same region of space, but with different spins.